Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and hope everyone is on tonight. We are having a few minor issues, and I must take the blame for it. I disconnected myself by removing my wireless button on to the off position, so I apologize for that. But they have gotten me back on, and we're going to move forward. Hopefully you all are out there and can hear me okay tonight. off to a rough start, but we're going to move on. So thank you all for tuning in to tonight's show, live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. And tonight's topic, we're talking about life happens and what happens when life, those things that happen that we have no control over, and then the things that we do have control over. I am going to bring a part into the show tonight that I had not planned on talking about or dealing with, but this has just been on my heart and on my mind this week or this weekend, and so I want to talk about that as well, and I'll share that with you. But before we get started, I want to just make sure that I open the chat line back up, so we're going to do that. Also, I want to remind you, if you are listening online, you are able to submit your question or your comment through the chat line. You can send those because we've just opened that up. In addition, if you're listening by phone, you may select the number 1 at any time during the show just to let me know that you're in queue and that you do have a question or a comment. And I hope you all will jump in tonight and share what your thoughts are about this topic and also what I'm going to include in tonight's topic. But hopefully you all have heard the story of the young boy, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. This is the shooting that took place in Sanford, Florida. And if you have not heard about this, I do challenge you all to kind of keep up with our current affairs, particularly these things that are going on with our youth and our young people, because this is just getting to me to be overboard. I am not in any way saying that our young people don't need some tweaking as well, and we need to hold them accountable to some things as well. But just as we need to hold them accountable, we are adults, and particularly officers who are trained to deal with situations, particularly young people, older people that are not armed and so forth. So if you've not heard about this story, I do challenge you to look this story up just as soon as we are off the air tonight. I'm going to give you some information that I want to share with you. And after you read about it and hear about it, you know, if you feel the need to make some calls, write some letters. I know that I plan to start calling as soon as tomorrow, and I'm going to give some numbers out to you all tonight and some names for some people for you to contact and ask, you know, where do I write? Where do I voice my opinion on this? If you're not able to go, I know that there's some people gathering down near the area, and if you're able to make it, I challenge you to do so. I certainly wish I was able to do so, but I will not be able to, so I'm going to do the next best thing or what I can do in this. And this story, I'm going to share a little bit about it with you, but I challenge you to do your own research and come up with your own conclusion. As I have, I'm not real certain on all the facts, but what I do know is that this was a young male that was walking home from the store or walking back to where he was visiting from the store, not armed. So I challenge you all again to look this story up. And his name is Trayvon Martin. He is from Sanford, or was visiting in Sanford, Florida, and was shot by the neighborhood watchman's George Zimmerman. And I just say that we have to start standing up for other things, just other than those things, the fads, the newest car, the newest purse, or the newest Rams. You know, we have to go out and start making some noise about things that really, really matter. We're losing our young people by the numbers, and not only with or through police shootings and so forth, but we are losing them by the numbers in many, many ways. So as adults, as mothers, as fathers, we need to start standing up for what we believe in and things that are going to make a difference in this world and in the lives of our children. This story also reminded me, and this is life happening. In a sense, it really is about life. Tonight's topic is life happens, and this is life happening. This is one of these cases where life is really happening. We have a families that are going to be affected by this. I can't imagine sending my son to his father's home for a visit and he not coming back just from walking from the store, unarmed, with Skittles and a can of tea in his hand. So we may think that, oh, it doesn't affect us, but, oh, it does. I have young male family members. I have friends who have young males, and this is not about black and white. The issue overall is not about black and white. This is an issue that we need to start addressing, because as I heard this story, I thought about the stories prior to. We've had many cases, and some I'm sure that you all may not have ever heard about. Hopefully you have, but it made me think about the 2010 shooting of Danroy Henry Jr. This guy, Danroy Henry Jr., was a college student who was also shot by a police officer, Aaron Hessa, I think his name is. And look this story up as well. Also, again, unarmed college student that was shot by a police officer. And let's not get right here near our home, Deonta, near Tennessee, Deonta Terrell Farrow, I think it was, and he was shot in Memphis, in West Memphis, Arkansas. He was a 12-year-old young boy that was walking home with his cousin, also from the store, and was shot by a police officer. And I remember seeing this young male, and I just thought that he would look like he was maybe 18, 19, 20. Not that that would have mattered, but I remember this young boy looking just like a little boy. So look up these stories, and I'm going to give those names out once more, and hopefully you are writing these down. If not, go back and listen to the show afterwards and make sure you write these down so that you can do the research and that you can, if after hearing and coming up with your own opinion about these, you do the research, you decide where you stand on this. And if you feel like more needs to be done, then please reach out. Please reach out to the Sanford, Florida Police Office, Police Office Station. Basically, there's a non-emergency number that you can call and make your complaint. Again, there are all types of programs or rallies that they're setting up to go down and march on this. But the Sanford Police Department's number is 407-688-5070. Again, 407-688-5070. We should start calling. If you cannot go, you should start preparing to voice your opinion through a letter. Fax it. Do what you need to do. There's also a meeting that they're trying to schedule with General Eric Holder's office, and it's Attorney General Eric Holder's office. That number is 202-514-2001. And again, look this story up, form your own opinion, and please decide to do something about it. This could be your child, it could be my child, it could be your grandchild, your niece, your nephew. Let's not wait until it gets to our back door. And again, this is what I presume to be life happening. The word tells us, the Bible tells us, that people will become self-absorbed, self-promoting, and I do believe in some sense we are not dealing with the type of police officers that we were dealing with in my time. I mean, I can remember, yes, there's always some bad apples, but I remember more good police officers and there were bad. I mean, you were not afraid to be stopped by them. I tell my son and have told him from the beginning that if you're stopped, you need to get someone on the phone. You need to get me or your dad on the phone. And now just the thought of that, because then, you know, they can mistake the phone for a gun. But, you know, what do you do? What do we do here? And this is life happening. I think so many times we put life, things that happen in life, we put so much emphasis on the things that we have no control over, those things that really are just life happening, where you just pick your pieces up and move forward. Flat tire, you know, sometimes people get so worked up over just a flat tire, or, you know, the car breaking down, or, you know, I don't have a car, so I can't go to work, and this and that. So these are things that life, when life happens, we're talking about those major things. But so many times people allow even the smallest things to keep them from moving forward. in life. So that's what we want to talk about tonight, and I just wanted to get that in and share those stories with you. The list does not stop there. There were so many more that I could give you, but I don't want to make this tonight's show about killings and things like that by the police officers, because there are some good ones and there are some bad ones, but they are trained to bring about peace. If I spank my child, if you spank your child, there's instances where the child can be removed from your home, but we have children being shot by police officers, children who are not armed. So there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this picture, and we need to stand up and we need to do something about it. I challenge you to do so. So moving into tonight's topic, I want to share a quote with you, and it was written by Kalia Gibran, and it goes, "Your living is determined not so much by what life brings to you as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you as by the way your mind looks at what happens." Okay, so basically what that's saying, I want to read it one more time. Your living is determined not so much by what life brings to you as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you as by the way your mind looks at what happens. And again, that was written by Kalia Gibran. And the question here tonight, again, is when life happens, what do we do? How do we cope? How do we survive? I am reminded of when I ask this question, I go right back to where I started. You know, here's a family that's been affected really with life happening. What will they do from here? How is this going to change their life? You know, what do you do? Where do you go from losing a child, from going to the store and not making it back to get candy? Again, that is life happening. What do we do and how do we move forward when those things happen, such as this? And then again, how are we affected? When life happens, does it affect how we learn? Does it affect how we live? And I say, yes, of course it does. And that question may sound a bit elementary, because it really is, because we are affected, as we should be. When life happens, we are affected by it, but what is our attitude towards it? How do we allow it to help us move forward, or do we allow it to keep us at a standstill or keep us from moving forward? That's the question. That is one of the main questions I want you to take away from tonight's show. As I reviewed for this topic, you know, I started to try to determine what things are really just life happening and what things are those things that are just, for instance, I remember hearing a story where if someone gets a flat tire, then they bring all these things into it where I can't lose for winning. I'm under a curse. I'm being cursed. I did something wrong and I'm being paid, you know, back for it, when in essence tires are not made to last. They are made for wear and tear. So some things, I think our mindset, if things are already going bad for us, even the smallest thing can take us over, whereas they're really just supposed to happen. We're supposed to check our tires. We're supposed to change them before that happens, so that when we get to that point where those little things happen, we're not so overwhelmed with them. So as we go through it, think about those things. And how I want to share with you how this topic came about. I really was planning on talking about something else this week, but I was listening to a show, and I was listening to a young lady describe her divorce, basically. And she ended up going through a divorce or filing for a divorce just after being married for 2 weeks. And her divorce came about because she thought that her fiancé at the time was cheating on her, and she asked him, and he denied it to the end. Nevertheless, she explained that in my gut, I knew that he was not being honest with me, but I thought about how do I end a marriage, a potential marriage? How do I end the marriage before we go down the aisle? We have our parents, We've received gifts. We have the invitations have been mailed. How do I end that? Never thinking about maybe having to end a family, a divorce later in life, but she's thinking about, you know, how do I end this engagement? How do I not get married after I've sent out the invitations? You know, I must keep going. But in her gut, she said, I knew all along. But as she went on and explained the story, she kind of summed it up and ended it as, you know, life happens and I'll move on. Speaking about divorce, divorce was a part of just life happening. And that, not that I've not heard that before, but I think it's just a matter of where you are mentally. But that stood with me, that we've come to a time and a place where divorce is just life happening. It's just part of life. And it is part of life, but where does the choices, one's choices and the consequences for those choices take part in life happening? But so often I think many people take situations like this and just say, oh, it's just life. It's just part of life. You know, it just happened and I'm going to move on. And I like to look at life happening, or some of the things, I shouldn't say I look at them, but some of the things where we may determine that it's part of life happening, again, marriage ending in divorce. And certainly it is. Once it happens, you have to deal with it, and it is part of the things that are going on in your life. Also, a career. You may be in a career that's no longer fulfilling to you, and you may feel like, oh, this is just life happening as well, and I'm stuck, and I have to stay here. I have to remain in this place. Maybe your children are not making the best decision. Maybe you feel like you're not or have not made the best decisions in life. Maybe you've lost a loved one, as I just explained and talked about the family that lost their young son. Again, part of life, losing someone. Or maybe you're dealing with or know someone that's dealing with terminal illness in their lives. Again, all these things could potentially, in your eyes, be just a part of life happening. But how do we deal with and how do we allow these things to affect how we move forward and how we live for today is, again, what we want to talk about, all about the attitude and what we allow the life happening to bring to our lives. Basically, life happening is basically change. It's about change. It is about learning to adapt to change, accept change, and move forward. And a lot of us do not move forward. And in some instances, we cannot because we've not dealt with some things previously. But as in order to move forward and get past or be able to deal with life happening or changes, and we all know that change is just a part of life. There's no way to live in this world and everything remains the same. And I think most of us get in our mindset or we're afraid of change, even the smallest change, which is why, again, I come back to the trash can. I've asked so many times during the shows for people to move their trash can. That is a simple change. We had Erica Murray on the show, and I keep bringing her name up because her book was really, really a great book if you are looking to move forward, to shift your life into a different direction, to shift your thought process into a different direction. But she, too, mentioned that she consistently or thinks that we should consistently change things around in our home and in our lives because we cannot get away from change. And I would like for you to include with this topic, life happening is no different from change. And we've talked about on this show a lot about change. We actually did a show on change, on being adaptable and acceptable to change because seasons change, people change, things change, our days change. We have different months. So we cannot get away from change. We cannot get away from those things in life that are just going to happen. But what we do with those things in our life and how we allow them to affect us, how we perceive them through our attitude, we can certainly do something about. So I want to hear tonight from you all, what is your perception? Because Because what I, my definition, and I really, really could not sum up a true definition other than change for life happening. But I want to hear from you all tonight. What is your definition, or how do you prescribe or see life happening, and then those things that you feel you've dealt with, whether they've allowed you or helped you to move forward in your life, or in some ways you think that they have stopped you in your life? Because a lot of things we do allow to make us stagnant in life, and those are the things that we want to talk about tonight. Also, we do want to hear about the things that you have allowed to motivate you or not make you stagnant in one place. So the lines are open. The chat line is open as well. But we do want to hear from you tonight on those things. Otherwise, I'm going to keep going as we move through tonight's topic. So, again, change is basically about adapting and learning to move forward and deal with those things that have come up in your life. And as I mentioned, those could be anything from divorce, sickness, change of job in your life, or anything that you perceive or your perception of what life happening is to you. Because, again, it could be different from what I perceive and it than what you perceive it to be, okay? And again, as I mentioned, the young lady that was talking, when I heard her reference divorce to just being, oh, life happens and I move on and I deal with it, that statement kind of stopped me in my tracks, because I think we've taken that standpoint on so many things and we don't really look at the choices that we've made. In her gut, she knew that it wasn't the right thing to do. And I know I've been there so often with so many things. You try to do the right thing for everyone else and ignore your gut feeling. You ignore those signs and those things that tell you no, so you continue to go. Or you go when you've clearly heard those signs and those things that say stop, but you continue to go, or vice versa. So I want to talk about those things as well, because those are crucial, because we've already determined that we can't get around life happening or changes happening in our lives. So therefore, we have to learn to deal with those things, accept them, not saying that they won't ever hurt you or set you back. You may have to draw back in order to move forward while life is happening. But we don't want to ever become stagnant in what's going on around us, or allow what's going on around us to make us stagnant. Even today, as I listened to CNN, or looked at CNN, and I saw the father of the young fellow who was just killed, you know, I saw such strength in him. And I thought, Lord, I don't know if I would be able to discuss this with such strength. And that's why I wanted to include this, because, you know, I saw such strength in his voice, and I know that out of this, some good is going to come. Just the very fact that he is able to sit there and talk, as the strength he showed, the strength that he possessed, I clearly know that there will be some good that will come out of this. But right now, it is a part of his life, and it is happening, and his life will never be the same. But I don't see him sitting down and allowing no good to come out of this, or allowing himself to become stagnant. Yes, there'll be some hard times. There'll be some days it's harder than other to get through. But I just saw such strength in this father. So challenge you again to look up those stories and determine where you fit in. And if you decide that, yes, we have to do something, and I hope you do, because we have to do something regardless of how this situation played out. We do know one thing, that this young fellow was unarmed, and he truly does look like a very young child. He does not, he's not an oversized guy and so on. So I challenge you all again to look up that story and make some decisions about, you know, where does this fit in with life happening? And if it were you, how would you move forward? Would your attitude towards police officers be different? Would you be able to pick up and carry on? without the anger and things like that? Or would this put you in a stagnant point in life? So cannot say enough about that. Look up all the stories on that. Again, as I said, change is one of the things that we've certainly talked about on this show on a consistent basis. And we must know that everything, well, I wouldn't say everything, things and people in our lives are temporarily. No one is going to be with us forever. Nothing in our lives will probably ever just remain the exact same. As I said, the days are different, the months are different, the seasons are different. So we have to position ourselves to be acceptable to change. And I think once we do that mentally, when those things come forward that we have no control over, we will be better prepped to receive those things, accept them, and move forward in our lives. Change was one thing that I used to not be, and I'm still even going through that now. But change is something that is really, really difficult because, number one, our mindset, and we've talked about that even I think the last few shows, these past few Mondays, we've talked about how even in our mindset, our mind remembers things that we go through. Our mind keeps a record. And even talking about the trash can, how many times you'll move it, how many you move it, but how many times do you go back there? Same thing with life happening, again, with divorce, with losing a loved one. These things should not keep us or keep us from moving forward in life. As I explained, the young lady that I heard talking about this, she also went further to say, if I had decided to stop loving at that time, then I would not know my husband now, that I would not have the life that I have now. And as I thought about that, how many people are hurt by love, by divorce, relationship that decide, you know, I'm going to give up. And it's easy to do, but these are the things that we want you to look at tonight. When life happens, such as divorce or the breakup of a relationship, if you decide, okay, because of that, I'm not going to love again, I don't want any part of love, what does that do? What if this lady had decided after 2 weeks of marriage, she's going through a divorce? What if she had said, enough, I don't want any more to do with it? Then that was the positive side of this story to me, the fact that she says, I was able to find love, and she was thankful for even going through that because it prepared her for this. But in order to be prepared for the next thing, the next level, your mind has to be open to it. Your attitude has to be open to it regardless or in spite of what has happened to you, in spite of your past pains and your past hurt. And that's one thing that I think a lot of us really, really, really keep ourselves from is the potential to love again when we've gone through such hurtful relationships, such bad divorces. So if she had said no to the potential of love, then she would not be with the husband that she's now been with for quite a while and happy children and so forth. So as life happens and we go through those things, again, attitude, what is your attitude while you're going through them, and are you allowing it to affect your future or the way that you live the rest of your life? That's what tonight's topic is about you deciding, no, I will not let whatever goes on around me, because, again, some things we have no control over. Again, the lines are open, so if you have anything to share on this, please feel free to do so. I want to get just a few more things in. I'm not going to keep you long tonight because, again, I wanted to more so focus on what is going on in and around us with the young people. That story really, really, really did stick home with me for a lot of reasons. Even in my life here with Brandon, I recall one of his closest friends having a just having a really bad experience with police officers here as he knocked on his sister's door just to be let in to his sister's house and was stopped by the police officer and taken to jail, basically for knocking on his sister's door, waiting for her to come to the door. And apparently, I believe she was in the restroom or something and did not come right away, but was not doing anything. Also with my brother, as a young male, sitting outside with his friend at his friend's house and also was taken to jail. That situation, I thought about all of those things, how they really could have turned different. So I'm not going to keep you long. If there's not a lot of comment on life happening, I hope you've taken something away from it. And I want to share just a few more things with you about that part. Life happening, all I have to say is don't let life pass you by because of what has happened in your life. If you've gone through divorce, if you're dealing with sickness or illness, or if you've lost a loved one, or maybe just feel like you've not made the right decisions in life, not chosen the right career, whatever it is, pick yourself up, move forward, and know that it is about change, and you can make a decision to change it and move forward. Also, change is a part of life. I've said that earlier. We cannot get away from change. It is a part of life. Focus on the positive and the good times, even in the things that seem to be negative. There is always something that you can always pull the positive out of any negative situation. I truly am learning that more and more as I live, that even when things look their worst, there is a lesson there, and there is something that you can take and move forward with it. Welcome the possibility of what lies ahead. And I think that is really, really, really important, because as we go through things and we go through our challenges, even with this young lady that I was explaining, if she had not welcomed the possibility of marriage again or love again, if she just closed her eyes, she would be miserable. She would be miserable in life because she has chosen not to move forward because of what life has thrown her. And in her eyes, that divorce is what life had given her. She said life happens. So those are the things that I would like for you to take away from here tonight as I've gone through what life happens means to me. And again, it may be different to you, your perception of it may be different. And if it is, I want to hear what you all have to say. I think we do have a caller. Let's see who we have. I think we have Stacy.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
You?
Yeah.
You have something to say? Life happening,
yeah,
or what happens?
I do. I know during this weekend, I opened up my fortune cookie. And it's kind of like your show Life Happened, and it read one of the first things you should look for in a problem is its positive side. And I know lately for me, I've been trying to like look at little bitty problems that I have in my life and try to think about, oh, the pros and the cons, and usually the pros, the positive sides tend to stick out and overshadow my problem that I'm going through. So I do think when life gives us lemons, we should make lemonade and, you know, just not mope around our problems. I know that some of our problems can get us down to the point where, for me, as a young female, young woman, if life throws me a curveball, I'm kind of, like, took by it, like, how do I go from here? Like, currently my situation that happened was I had to withdraw from school. My 3 cars broke down. I had to move back in my family. Like, those were curveballs from my age. And to sit here where I am now and to think, you know, well, during those times, you know, I truly feel God was trying to direct me in a different path. So you can't look at, oh, and soak it all in and be just depressed about it. You really have to think about the positive things in life and what your outcome can become if you start seeing those positive things once you just sit down and take it all in. Because if you're constantly moving, you're not gonna really think about how it really affects you until you just chill for a moment. I don't know. But that's all I had to say.
Well, as always, thank you. And I think you make a great point when you say that, for instance, when all those things that happen to you, particularly with having three cars put you down almost one after the other, how some people would have taken that and just, you know, that's a lot, because you think in work and school, I've having to give up so many things, but here you are really still pursuing just stopping and standing still, and like you said, you felt like God was sending you a different direction. And in many cases, particularly for those of us who really are seeking God, that is so true, and it is about faith and standing still and waiting for God, because so many of us, including myself, we get ahead, we take the lead, and God will bring us back to a place. He will bring us back to his place. So you make a great point when you say that, you know, God was leading you in a different direction, and to look at your life now and you're moving forward, you know, even those things seem like they would have had to happen. And a lot of things that do happen in our lives, like I said, we have no control over. And in some cases, it is God telling us or telling us, go left, turn right, keep going, stop here. And that's why we have to be able to hear and have that relationship with God. And in order to be able to handle those things that happen in our lives. So great point, and thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm just going to continue to listen, and if I feel like I need to say something, I'll quiet.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot again for tuning in.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Okay. Again, great point. I've not brought too many scriptures in on you tonight. I felt like I probably beat you all up last week and the week before with scripture, but Stacy is certainly correct. We have to, a lot of these things that we go through, particularly today, we are really dealing with spiritual warfare here. I was having a conversation today, and this was work-related with someone, and, you know, they were kind of explaining that they were feeling like where they were going, that it was so much there for them to do, and they were sharing some things with me that I was not aware of about their family. And as they explained it, you know, I started to feel like, yes, there has to be so much more for you to do, God's work, where you're going. And they felt like a lot of the things that was going on was just that they were dealing with spiritual warfare, that they were, everything that was going on in their life now, I mean, everything that could unfold with this particular move is just unfolding. And finally this person just kind of broke and said, you know, I just feel like that we're trying to be kept from going where we're going, because we already have a church there, we're already starting to minister people, and that they just feel like there's so much there to be done to their new location. And, you know, we stopped talking about work and we started talking about the goodness of God and how he will prevail and how this is our temporary home, and we should not be conformed of this world. We're not, and we should feel restless, but we should not feel defeated. But in every situation that had gone on, it's like the bad people were winning. It's like the inspectors were winning, the people that were coming out, it's like everything that could go wrong, it's like this family was feeling like they were being defeated, and like, where is God, in a sense? And so we ended the conversation saying, if nothing else has come, nothing else good have come out of this, it's allowed us a time to connect on a spiritual level and help each other out spiritually. So we ended the day just saying, you know what, all of this will come to pass. We will be okay. And then your house will be okay. The things that are going on with your house will be fine. And today we got two good reports on all these things. We've had two inspectors go out and say, you know, you need this, you need this, you need this, and you're talking about big dollars. And we get two reports from two different companies saying, no, you don't need to do all that. That's ridiculous. You don't need to do all that. And so I can't wait to talk to her tomorrow and say, wow, look how quickly God showed up. But we stopped, and even in the midst of that, she was laughing after we were talking. We've talked about everything we could talk about as far as God, you know, and being in the midst of all of this. And we're both getting off the phone with joy, and then only to end the day with a good report about the house from two different companies saying, no, you don't have to do all that, and who are willing to write it up and say, this is the way it is. This is not, you won't cost this much money to do this work. It is unnecessary. But that quickly God intervened. And so again, I cannot wait till tomorrow. We stopped and we found some good, and God was good in it. And sometimes I think we just have to go back to the word. We just have to go back to what God has promised us. And in order to do that, you got to be in your word. You got to read your word. You got to know your word. You got to know what God has promised us. Otherwise, this world and what happens, life happening, will defeat us. And sometimes even in the midst of all that, as I said last week, I believe it was, we need partners. We need people that when we're going through it, that can help us get through it. Because even sometimes, you know, after reading, after studying, after praying, we still need just somebody right here that we can sit and talk to face to face and or on the phone that understands and that will just listen. So that accountability partner, as we go through those life challenges and the changes and life happening, can't say it enough. Get you someone in your life that you can connect with, that you can talk to, that you can call on, and that when you're starting to feel defeated by life happening, you have someone to go to, so that you don't become stagnant and that you don't give up on your passion, on your purpose. You know, I talked about the jobs, and I find so many people starting to feel not fulfilled in what they do because they're not doing or they're not working their passion. They're not in line with their passion. So many people have gifts that God has given them that they need to birth, including myself. So every topic that comes before you on these Monday nights, I am so blessed by them, and I learned so much more about me and even in this case, how things that I'm allowing or have allowed to keep me at a just at a stagnant point in life. And that is bondage. That is hindrance that will make you miserable because your days are not fulfilled. You start to feel purposeless. You start to feel like there is no purpose. So, and that can be very, very detrimental to your walk, to your life, to you as a person. So for those of you who have your dreams and your passions that you're sitting on and that you've allowed whatever has happened in your life, if someone said something to you, if someone has made you feel defeated before you even start trying to get into your purpose, you know, I challenge you, revisit it, pray about it, and revisit where you can at least just start something, start somewhere. Don't let what has happened in life keep you down. I was blessed to go see the Tyler Perry, I don't even know the name of it, but the play this weekend, and that was the first time that I'd ever seen Tyler Perry in action, so to speak, on live, you know, live there. I'd never been to a play where he was actually in the play live as Madea, and that I was so blessed by it to see him come out and talk about God as he did. I've talked about it ever since the show Saturday, but I saw such the presence of the Lord in his life. You could just see God all over him. And he talked about the difference in his life versus some of the other artists and, you know, the famous people. He said, I get up every day and I thank God for where I am. He said, I was put out of an apartment, but God gave me an estate. He said, I was fired or let go from a job, but I gained a business. He said, and the one thing that my mother gave me, she could not give me wealth, she could not give me the fancy things in life, but he said she gave me a relationship with the Father. And that, I mean, his play was great, but the ministry after the play was greater. And I'm sure and hopefully that it touched so many people's lives. And he talked about, don't give up on your dreams. He said, because God, this is how God works. And that's where he went into, you know, I was put out of an apartment, but I now have an estate. That is how God works. But Tyler took the steps, and he didn't stop taking the steps. And there was days, I'm sure, he's gotten many doors closed in his face, but he knew who he was walking with, and he knew who was walking ahead of him. So many things. You know, a lot of people don't support Tyler, but even after this Saturday, I support him even more because of just the presence of the Lord on him, and it is truly upon his life. We do have another caller. We have Miss Erling.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. What you were saying was so good, and it's just so encouraging. But I'd just like to add a couple of things. When life happens, it's just two things that have been strengthening to me through the years. And one thing is to recognize that God has put within us, regardless of when life happens, whatever that is, we have the power to go from fear to faith. And I know that we don't always recognize that power, but it is within us. And this is, you know, that part of that I'm grappling with that also, but it's been strengthening different times, and I'm still grappling with it. We can go from fear to faith, and to be able to overcome it, whatever that is, we have to get in that position. We have to bring that power forward. It's the decision that we make. And sometimes we think it's something is going to be bestowed on us, and all of a sudden, you know, we get this, and it's like some magical thing. But it really is a decision. And it's a decision to, I just decide that I'm going from fear to faith when life happens.
The second
thing is, when life happens, you have to bring that power from within to do that. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but I think that we have the power within to do. God has placed it there. We just have to bring it up and be able to use it. And the second thing when life happens that has really been a help to me, that is, regardless of what it is that happens, do something for someone else. If it's something that we can do for ourselves when this happened, do those things, but not to simply bask in the fear of when this is going to stop, when it's going to end. Do something to make someone else's life joyful. It takes your mind away from you. If it's a situation that cannot be changed at the moment, it's no point in basking in the fear of that situation. Do something,
right,
regardless of how small. Reach out. Find someone to reach out to, whether it be a stranger on the street, if you can do it, a next-door neighbor. It doesn't matter how small that thing is. If something grows within ourselves when we reach out and give encouragement to others, even though we're at a point in our lives where we need it, when we need it the most, give it to others. It makes a difference.
You know, that you're right. That's so very important, particularly with when you mention about when we're going through it, do something for others. And I think so often we want to know, okay, well, when will it end, and why am I going through this, and why not? And I know I used to be so good for that. Well, why me? Why me? And I do this, and I do this, and why me? And then you come to a place, why not you? Why would you not be used? Because I think everything we go through, again, there is some positive in it, and that we as Christians, the way that we go through the things that you know, is very important as well, because that faith should kick in. But I think so many times we want to know, well, am I going to go through it? When will it end? When will it end? And basically, I think what we should be thinking, and I'm talking to myself too, we should know, not basically when will it end, that it will end, and
it will end
for our good, because the word tells us that.
And it's so important, I think, to not concentrate necessarily on when it will end, but what will my life be like until it ends? What am I going to lose those days, those months, those years, whatever it is? Am I going to lose that? where there could be some joys within those days. What am I, how am I going to respond to whatever, to life until it ends? I think is the most important thing. How can we be used by God? How can he use us in for the things we want to do? And I thought about this, too. A lot of the times we say this, we want to be more like Jesus. Well, I mean, if we're going to, if we are aspiring to get there to be more like Jesus, Jesus bore a cross. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, I think, how much of a cross are we willing to bear? If we're trying to reach that destiny in our life to be more like Jesus, are we willing to bear the cross? And sometimes they're there. And sometimes I think if we see them as more as a cross to bear than a problem to solve, it may help.
Well, that's powerful.
Thank you, Tammy.
Yep, that is powerful. Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And we do have another caller. Okay. And I believe this is Miss Peggy.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Tammy, I'm fine. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was reflecting on Life Happens. I think we had this conversation one night, and as you were talking and I was listening to everything that you said and the young lady and then Earlene, you know, I began to reflect on, you know, each day that we get up is another day that life happens. We don't know what's going to unfold tomorrow. We do know that it's going to be something new, you know, and when life does happen, for example, the flat tire or maybe someone gets in a snit and takes it out on us, whatever the case may be, I try. I'm not saying I'm successful all the time, but I try to say this is an opportunity in which the Lord wants me to grow.
Mm.
I need to really seek him and call on him in this moment, invite his presence in this moment, because it's an opportunity for me to either grow in this moment or take a step back. Now, I don't always succeed in taking that step forward into growth, but as I reflect on it later, even if I've handled it incorrectly, later or maybe the next day or 2 days later, maybe even a week later, the Lord will bring that back to me, and if I will allow him to speak to my heart, he will help me grow through that incident that or life event that happened. I've always liked to say, too, that you know, we can choose. Happiness is a choice. We choose to be happy. And why do I think that happiness is a choice? Well, Christ said that he came to give us joy. So, therefore, it's our choice to take what he's given us. And when we take his joy, then we're choosing to be happy. And I think it's the same thing in my case when life happens, is I want to choose to grow in that. Even if I don't agree or don't understand, I know I can bet my bottom dollar down the road that God was in it, God will use it, and I'll be better because of it.
You know, that reminds me, Peggy, and I forgot all about the, and I don't know why, because after hearing you said this before, invite God into your situations, the good and the bad, you know, invite God into every situation that you're going to, just, you know, ask for his presence and his understanding through it. And I remember that just really getting me through some tough times, not so long ago, you know, just and saying, okay, Lord, I need you in this. I need you through this, and praying about it. And then, like Ms. Earlene said, having faith and trusting that no matter how long I had to endure, I will have to endure, it's not about how long or you know, the time, but that I will get through this and that it is for my good. And just talking more about the growing, the artist I heard, Tyrese, say that, you know, we need to grow through what we go through, and that is powerful. If we look at it as a stepping tool to grow and become more Christ-like, and like Ms. Earlene said, you know, bear that cross as we grow, how many are willing to do this. But inviting God into our situations, I mean, and really speaking it out loud, really speaking, I think sometimes we think we're doing that just subconsciously. We think that we're doing that. But in, to say that when you're going through something, Lord, I need you through this. I invite you into this situation. It's life-changing. It does change the situation, the way you look at it, your attitudes towards it. So I do remember you saying that, and thank you for bringing it back up and putting it back out there on my mind, because it is helpful, and I've shared that with a number of people too. Just, you know, invite God into whatever you're going through. You know, invite him in and tell him that you need him. You know, speak and pray about it. Put it out there. So you're exactly right. Exactly right, and thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having the show. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Okay. Well, the lines that we've had some great feedback on that, and cannot, everybody has just given some great points and cannot say enough. I hope you are taking this in. And as you, like Miss Peggy said, every day we get up is life happening again. And, you know, let yesterday go. Tomorrow is not here. So today is all we have, and deal with those things that are happening today. Because tomorrow those things may not be the same. You know, they may have changed and may be different. But invite God into your life and into those situations, and then have faith that God is there right with you. So powerful, powerful notes to take on as we move forward. And if no one else has anything, just bring the show to a close. I won't keep you and bang you up with this all night. But, again, life does happen. Things happen. And it is all about change, and life is about change. If you have not moved your trash can, I cannot say this enough. I'm still playing this game with myself. So if you, and I've gone on to moving other things, you know, life is about change, and that's a way of getting our minds set to accept things that change that we have no control over. And that's what it's about. First, being able to accept that change is going to come, and acknowledging that, yes, change sometimes hurts. It is not always a pleasant feeling, you know, to have to go through and endure some of the things that life brings us. Life is a journey. It really is a journey. But if you invite God into those things that you're going through, you can really enjoy the journey. Not, again, saying that it's going to be a pleasant ride all the time on the smooth pavement that they just laid. You're going to have to go through some bumpy roads. And Ms. Peggy probably don't, well, she probably does remember this, but, you know, I think so often about the stagecoach that she talked about. We just have to get off the stagecoach sometime, and sometimes maybe have to walk down the road. But those are times that we are growing, or we need to think, you know, there's something, I'm getting off for a purpose here. I'm stopping for a purpose. I'm going through this for a purpose. Life is happening this way for a reason, for a purpose. And we should be about winning souls and bringing people through the way we live and the way that we handle things and go through things. Is about our walk with Christ as well, that, you know, those things are about faith that we go through and just knowing that God is there with us. Again, going through, focus on the positive. In every situation, there is some good. If I look back and look at all the things that I've gone through, I really can say, as I was going through them now, it was a totally different story. But as I have grown and come through some things, and as I look back, oh, boy, how those things have helped me grow. Helped me grow to deal with some of the things that I'm dealing with now and will deal with in the future. Is it always easy? Again, we said absolutely not. But if you include your faith in there, as we've heard one caller say, if you realize and that God is, you can invite God into any situation that you're going through, and He is there, and know that He is there with you, and that wherever the end is, it doesn't matter where it is. It's just about it will end, and it will end for your good. So keep those in mind. Remember to, I mentioned some of the stories one of the stories that is going on in the news today, and I really, really, that story touched my heart. It just, to see that young man, his picture, and to hear the story, and there's a lot of talk about it. So, again, if you've not heard about it, you know, I challenge you to read about it and start thinking, what can we do for our young people? Our young people are really dear to my heart, because I guess I remember being that age, and we're confused. We're trying to get it right, but we're looking at a world that's not right. We're looking at adults that are not right. And I can just see, I'm just so thankful that I'm not coming up in this time. So look at those stories. Find a way that you can give back. Find your passion. Chase your dreams. Chase your dreams. There's no way what God has given you will not prevail if you decide to step out. I think so many of us want God to just get there and make it happen, and then we show up. Well, you start, and as Tyler Perry, you know, says in his through his life and through his works, you just keep going and know who you're going with, know who's going with you, because all of it will manifest. So just keep the faith, invite God into every situation that you go through, and then tell yourself, make up in your mind that you know that no matter what it is, that it's a chance for you to grow. It's a chance for you to grow as a person and become more Christ-like and so forth. If you keep those things lined up and you just determine that this is life happening, but I can get through it, I can endure because of who I am. If we keep those things, then we will be able to go through those things, because we cannot get away from life happening. No way around it. So as we come to a close, if there's no more questions out there, I don't have anybody in queue for a call, so this is your last chance. If you have something to say on this topic, if you'll go ahead and select the number 1. If not, I want to give out the numbers one more time of the story for those of you who may want to just call and or fax a letter in. The General Eric Holder's office number is 202-514-2001. The Sanford Police Department is 407-688-5070. The radio stations are you know, they're talking about this story, and they are planning on getting together and going before the Sanford Police Department to voice their concerns. So I challenge you to follow this story on the Michael Bazin show. He is talking about it quite a bit. So I challenge you to follow the story and get involved. And if you don't want to get involved on that level, I'm sure there's something in your city and your state that's going on that you can take part of. Do something. Do something. Let's be a part of something, because we can be a blessing to any situation. Thank you all for listening to the show, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I apologize again for the disconnect as we started, but that was totally my fault, and I did not realize that I had turned my wireless button off. And so that's what was going on there. But I appreciate you all holding online for me, and hope that you will listen to the show and make those calls, and see you back here on Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you all for listening.